This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate.
What is happening, Kate?
Rage phase. Things are good. Things are crazy. All wonders, full, all great. So much good.
So much good.
How the heck are you?
You know, I'm okay. I got a Tough Mudder coming up.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And I just found out people have died at Tough Mudder. So
what?
Yeah, in the past.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. So I need to
get some life insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Good point.
Set up. Make sure you have your last will and testament, everything ready to go. And then don't do the electrocution stuff.
Oh.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Do you think that's the most dangerous one?
I don't know. I think all of it is dangerous. I don't do any of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't. Listen to your body.
Yeah. My body says don't do this.
Maybe it, does the money go to a good cause?
Oh, no. It goes to Mr. Mudder.
Oh. So since it goes to your mudder, maybe you just like go and just run around the obstacles.
Yeah, I think I will. It's not like the army. They can't make me do them. I'll just climb around it.
Yeah. Just be like, oh, running around it.
Oh, that one has mud. A pass.
I don't want to get dirty.
No, thank you. Yeah, so that's what I'm up to these days is a little tiny bit of practicing exercises.
Practicing exercise. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
What about you?
I've been traveling for work. I am hanging out in Canada a lot.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah, eh. They say that, actually. I went to Montreal, realized I need to learn French.
Oh.
But I also need to learn Spanish and Italian. I need to learn a lot
of languages. Wait, didn't you take a little bit of French?
Yeah, I took one quarter of French in seventh grade, or grade seven in Canada. That's what they say, one of those. And so I can count to five in French.
Okay. I took a lot of French, and it's all gone. So give it to me.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. And I know that because it says cat sank. And then I kept, this is the thing, is I know more Spanish than I know French. And because I took 2 years of Spanish like later on in high school. Because
mm-hmm.
I was like, this is more applicable to my life than French. Not knowing that French would be applicable as well later on. But I kept wanting to say Spanish words to the French people. So like if I wanted to say sorry, I was like, oh, lo siento. And I was like, oh, no, that's Spanish. That's not French. But that's okay. So
you want to know my favorite French phrase from high school?
Yes, please.
It is the phrase, and it starts now, it is a poster.
Oh, please tell me.
C'est une affiche. Because it sounds like you're saying, c'est une affiche. C'est une affiche.
I love that. I'm just going to say that in Montreal all the time. Next time I go.
Be like, what is a poster? What? What is a poster?
C'est une affiche. They're going to be like,
it is a poster.
They're going to be like, what are you saying? Oh my gosh. It's definitely a, such a different world. So many good ways. Like I was talking about. So Ralph Jarl, who was shot in Kansas City, was only 15 minutes from like where my parents live. Like it's a very like, I mean, all of those things, all of these tragedies that happen to individuals in Black bodies, like they, it's, I like feel it, but this one, it just like hit my community even more. And mm-hmm. so I was talking to about it with a couple of my coworkers and they're like, that doesn't happen here. Like things like this don't happen here. And so sometimes I'm like, well, they're like, move to Canada tomorrow. And I was like, man, that's a lot of immigration process. But then sometimes I'm like, maybe I moved to Canada. Like, that sounds great.
Bob and I talk about that. We could do a duplex with you and Evan.
Yeah. No, I love Toronto and the larger GTA area. Like, that place is really great. Montreal is beautiful. So I spoke to opticians. I talked about dry eye and I talked about binocular mm-hmm. vision and I did all that in Toronto. And then a couple weeks later, I was in Montreal. So I just go to Canada a lot, which is so fun. International. So.
Yay! Huzzah! Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, what's on the menu for today, Kate?
The menu today is humble pie, except we're not eating it. We're not going to take a bite of any humble pie.
How come?
Because we're talking about ambition today.
Mm.
Yeah. So what made me think of this is, so I actually, so this is crazy. last week, I got to present to two different groups about eyeballs. It was so fun. Like non-eyeball people talking about eyeballs. So every year I go to Evan's high school, the high school where Evan teaches at, and I do a day about eyeballs and optometry as a career and like how my journey to optometry wasn't a straight line and you don't have to know what you want to do right now and like life is great and like keep following your heart, all that good stuff. So I was talking about that and I was talking about my job in corporate America now, and a girl raised her hand because I'm up for any questions. So she raised her hand and somebody said, like, why do you enjoy being in the corporate? Like, do you enjoy having a desk job rather than being in clinic? So I talked about like why I like that, like my impact on patients, all these different things, like at a bigger scale. So then another girl raises her hand and she goes, well, when will that be enough for you? When will your impact you will feel so good with that you'll decide that you want to settle down? And I know none of this came out of a space where it's like, who do you think you are? Like, this is terrible. But like, so the high school that Evan teaches at, it's in small town Kansas, has a lot of very traditional families where like what more of like what we would think of as a traditional family. So like mom stays home and dad works and like takes care of the kids. And man, I was like, whoa, we've got a lot of therapy to discuss.
Intense. Yeah. That's like radical acceptance stuff, like just it'll never be enough.
Yeah. So then it was like, one was like, how do I tell you that like me impacting more patients isn't where I find my value? Like, how do I talk you through with that? Two, how do I tell you like as a woman that if I don't want that to be enough, it doesn't have to be? Like, I can, I don't have to know when it's enough. Like, I don't have to. So we talked through that of like, I don't have to know when I want to stop this and when I want to start something new. I don't have to have a specific end date of like, okay, this is where I've reached my goals. Now I'm done. I'm ready to settle down and have kids and do things like a more traditional household. Like, we talked about that of like, I get to learn what feels good to me and I get to keep making the best choice for me in those moments and my family. I was like, you know, things change over time. Like, so my values might change. And so that might change things, but this also feels right and good to me right now. So I'm going to continue on this journey. So, but it kind of came back to me where I was thinking like, as a woman, like how often are we told like, when are you going to settle down? When are you going to stop climbing for the next big thing? Like, when is your ambition? When are you done with having ambition? Like, ambition is like a dirty word and like, not something, you know, so it just kind of hit me like, holy moly, like 16 year olds are thinking about this all the time. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, that is wild. It's like, to me, and this is pretty pessimistic, this thought that I have, but it's like all the goalposts that I've set up for myself, all the accomplishments that I want to have and have wanted to have through my life, even as I pass them, they are never enough for me. There's always another one. I like having goals more. And it's even like, I like looking forward to accomplishing the goal more than being done with the goal. Yeah. I enjoy the journey and the process. Like, even planning a vacation, I like planning the vacation more than going on the vacation. And then I like looking back at the photos. Like, it's the feeling that it gives me more than the accomplishment itself. I don't want to just get my fellowship and then I'm done. There's always going to be something else that I'm working towards. And even if it's just like being more comfortable in my own body, even if that's the goal, I'm never going to accomplish that. That's going to be a lifelong challenge.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And I think that's like, I always think about it as like, you peaked, you know, like I think about, like I'm always like, oh my gosh, they peaked in high school or they peaked in college. Yeah. And like, I see people in life where they're like, oh my gosh, my best times are behind me. Like, or, you know, like it feels like they're, you know, and I'm like, gosh, no, that does not sound fun. No, I am in agreement.
I gave him the best years of my life. Only if you decide that.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't sound fun to me. One.
No.
I have the power to make my life better or worse at any moment. Both being true. But then at the same time, like, yeah, I don't want to be at a spot where it's like, okay, I did it. And like, now what? And so like for me, and it doesn't have to be in just career. It might be like, I want to run a marathon, which I don't. I'm just going to be very honest. I don't want to run a marathon.
Oh God, you want to poop your pants and lose your nipples? No, thank you.
No. I like all of those things. My fluids in my body and everything to be attached to my body. Yeah. So, but you know, like I think about all these different things where it's like, even let's say personally, like I love my garden. And so like I invest heavily in my garden and I want to grow new things and I want to do like, I just don't want to be like, well, we've planted our same five peppers that we do every year. We've got our stuff. Yeah. Like we did it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I want to grow. I want to explore. And like, yeah.
A thing that I've been thinking about is I do want to get to a point where my goals aren't career goals anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I have a few things that I want to accomplish. Like for some crazy reason, I spoke to Kyle Cheatham last optometrist meeting and I did KMK again this year, which is like, why, Rachel? Why
are you going to sign? Are you going to apply to be a KMK instructor?
No, I want to be a forever KMK student. And I loved doing it, but it does, you know, studying for boards, especially when you're not taking boards and have no reason for doing it, does take up a lot of time. So when I'm done with that, I kind of think like, that was a fun goal, but like, it'll be kind of nice to have that free time back next year. But I also mean, like, is this insane?
I love it. I think the thing is like for like your goal is like, I want to maintain my level. Like I want to maintain a top level of being a practitioner. I want to like be able to serve my patients top notch. And so I don't think that's insane at all.
Well, thank you. And it was really, really fun. I would actually recommend it. It's very fun when there's no like, you don't have to take the test. You just take the course. But I also want to fill out these. I also want to do these fellowship reports, and I can't bring myself to do them because I don't really feel like it. When the time comes around, I want to like go take a nap, but mm-hmm. I want to get that goal accomplished. And then I don't really want to, I don't really think I want to do that much more optometry. I don't want to set more benchmarks for myself within optometry necessarily.
Yeah, I can understand.
I kind of want to do some personal ones.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Evan and I are working on right now is like, what does our personal life look like? What is, you know, like we're figuring out ways to grow our family. Like, what does that look like? Do we, you know, like I've gotten really into house projects and stuff like that. Yes. And like we're doing outside stuff and, you know, that feels great. And then like, I also want to be involved in my community. Like I'm a part of our junior league and my League of Women Voters. And like, I want to focus time on that, you know?
Yes.
And so, you know, I think my career, especially since like I'm not in practice, things feel a little different. And like, I think that is like, it's a solid question of like, am I going to go back to practice at some point or am I not? Like, what does that feel like? What does that look like? And it's like, I don't, and I think that's what's, I think that's the hard thing is it's like, I don't know. Like I have personal life things that I'm like, yes, I love this goal. But then at the same time in work, I'm like, yeah, I've got these goals, but do I want to achieve them? And I don't know. There's like this moment where it's like, I figured out I can't achieve everything, which took me about almost 31 years to realize that I can't achieve all the things that I've ever wanted to achieve in my life. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to try and I don't want to work for things.
Yeah.
And so
it's not bad if you can't accomplish a goal.
Yeah.
That doesn't make the trying not worthwhile.
Exactly. Yeah. And so like, where does ambition come in of like ambition, like in professional life versus ambition in personal life and in community life? Like I am an achiever. Like if you look at StrengthsQuest, we all had to take an MSOL and I StrengthsQuest facilitator from college. And so like one of my things is achiever and learner. Two of my strengths are achiever and learner. And so like I like to achieve things. Like I like to be able to, like a strength of mine is working for something and being able to be like, I did it. And then here's my flag in the sand. And then learning more about stuff. So I think it's like a
Bless you.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I got one more. I feel it.
Can you achieve it?
Yes. Maybe. Okay, I did it. I achieved it.
I
achieved my three sneezes. I was like, man, that came out of nowhere. The tickle in the way back of the sinuses. And I think that's like the thing that's so hard. I think as a woman too, like there is this underlying misogyny that that it was because I've been raised in a world where men had more access and celebration around achieving big things. You know, like would a man be asked that question if they came in as a corporate employee, as an optometrist, of like, when are you going to settle down? Like,
yeah,
no, like not even close. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's not going to be asked of them. Like, there is like underlined misogyny that like I notice in my life of like, you know, in my house, like if one of us had to quit our jobs because of any reason, it would not be me. Like, and so good. I think that's like, because one, we wouldn't be able to afford life if I quit my job. Like, that's yeah. not like, it's just the way things are. And so, how, I don't know, like how, like my ambition makes sense to have. Like, I want to make more money for my family. Like, I want to be yeah. in a better place so that I can make more decisions about my life for my family and for me and like for what I want out of life. And I, but how often is that looked at as a negative? Like, oh my gosh, she's so ambitious. She's trying for these things. Yeah. Like, it's like, man, no, I like, why can't it be me?
It can be you. Your ambition is like the thing that attracts me to you the most. Mm. Like that's like my favorite thing about you. Well, I like a lot of things about you, but like you're such a go-getter that I love being around you. It's like one of your greatest qualities. Mm. Like you will go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't lose that. Never.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing is it's like, you know, we don't talk, we're like, oh, well, this has to be an internal struggle. It shouldn't be an external struggle where I talk about it with other people because I don't totally want other people to know because it can have such bad negative connotations to it. And I think as women, we're pushed into, which is great. Like we're like, go into science, go into tech, go into engineering, go into these fields that require a lot of ambition, but then we are shamed for it and we're not properly like, you know, like, when a woman gets ambitious yeah. and she's like the first woman into something and then you have to deal with all of the other stuff around it, you know, like you have to manage with all of these things around that ambition of like, you're the first woman to do this. So you have to deal with a bunch of shit. Like,
yeah.
You know,
I am constantly fighting my own programming because I have this messed up thing in my upbringing. I don't know what it is, but I would rather be embarrassed than let a man around me be embarrassed. I would rather get hurt than let a man around me get hurt. I would rather cry myself than let a man around me cry. It's messed up. Mm-hmm. And like,
yeah, it's,
I don't know if it's holding me back, but I notice it and I do not like it because it's like, I'm my most important thing. I'm my only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about this dude that I'm never going to see again?
Yeah. No. And I think I've see that over and over and over and over and over again. And like, I mean, I think about it in my relationships, like, you know, I don't want especially male voices around me to feel hurt or feel sad or other things. Like, I mean, it's kind of everybody, but specifically in those spaces. So I'll work to protect them. And I'm kind of hit the spot like recently where it's like I was talking to my therapist and she said, you know, we like, why can't they sit in the hurt? Like if you're going to sit in the hurt, like why can't they? And I was like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like,
I think I truly do not trust them to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
And I know that I can.
Yeah.
I know that I won't shoot anyplace up.
Yes. Yes. Like I look at these things and I mean, I do get nervous. I do get nervous of, you know, okay, if I am ambitious, if I do things, if I X, Y, and Z, like, will I be hurt?
Yes.
Because I said something? Will I be punished because I have this ambition? Will I have whatever? Will I be called terrible things because I pushed the envelope a little bit?
And like being called terrible things, it sucks.
Yeah.
And it hurts really bad. It like I know that I'm not ugly, but if somebody called me ugly, it would really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're like the most perfect human in the world. So if anybody said that, I'd punch them. I'd literally punch. I would want to punch them, but I'd probably get too nervous and not punch them. But know that the desire is there.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Know that the desire is there. And so I think that's where, like, a lot of time, you know, I was – so weird story, sidetrack, sidebar. Yeah. So my Instagram is broken. My phone in general is broken. So if you call me, it says that my phone is out of service when it's not. It's just really frustrating because I've had the same number for 16 years and I don't really want to get a new phone number because literally my life crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
But like it tells everybody that my phone's out of service, which is just super frustrating. So one thing that... But another piece of it that's broken is my Instagram. So my Instagram, you know how you can like scroll through reels for hours?
Yeah.
So I can't do that. I get to see one reel and that's it. And I don't even have an option to go find the reels screen. So I can see one reel. Like, you know, I see the video, I click on it, I see it. And then I can't scroll through more. So I just, which maybe it's good. Maybe they're testing it out on me. They're like, she seems anxious.
Yeah.
We're going to stop the amount of stimulation she has at one time. Like, this is great. So, but I can watch them on the on Facebook. So I'm like super primitive. Like, I'm not on TikTok. I'm not watching Instagram Reels. I'm watching Facebook videos of Instagram Reels. Like, this is who I am now. And so I watched this one where it talked about, it was a divorce lawyer. And it was a divorce lawyer talking about why people get divorced. That, well, like, what is the most common reason people get divorced? Mm-hmm. And do you see, like, do you see more divorces in first marriages or second marriages? And he said, well, in first marriages, why people are getting divorced is the woman's the breadwinner and she also has to take care of the home. So, like, her ambition is big. And so she's doing things and she's following her ambition, but there's not the support at home to be able to follow through with it. And whether it's intentional or unintentional, like whatever that feels like, is that she carries all of it and she's like, I'm done. I'm out. Like, I'd much rather just do this on my own than keep having to fight with somebody to do this. And and so I just saw that and I was like, and this was after the girl asked that question. I was like, what the hell is my life? Like, that had a great conversation with my therapist, worked through a lot of things. But I think there was like a moment of like, when, how do I balance this all? Like, there isn't, there aren't tons of role models out there that have done, you know, that have had this, that have had, you know, like I you know, there's just, that are very transparent about their journey. You know, like I see a lot of people that are like, oh, I can do it all. And I was like, I know you can't, don't bull me.
Yeah.
Like, I know Beyonce and I still have 24 hours in the day. We both have the same amount, but she has 17 assistants and I have zero.
She has a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have.
She has a hive.
Yeah. And I have me. And so I just like, I want to see more women that are struggling with this ambition, not because they're bad people, not because they don't want to have it, but like, how do I do this well? Like, I want to see more, like, I want to see women that like, okay, I want to do big things, but I'm nervous about it. And we could have talked through it. Like, I want that for our world, because that way we can make hopefully ambition not a dirty word.
Yeah.
As well as like, people can say, okay, I can do those things. And I want to do this thing and I can do it. Not like, I want to do this thing, but I can't. I just want, like, girls to see, like, ambition isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, because then we can get out of this workplace of, like, oh, well, she has kids. Oh, well, she wants to have a family. Or she doesn't have a family and she doesn't want those things. And, like, I don't know. Like, there, I know, like, for me, like, there's jobs where I've looked into and it's, like, you're going to travel a lot of the time. Like, I travel a lot now, but it's like, you're going to travel even more, you know, like you won't be home a lot of the time. And for me, I've realized that like, even though I have ambition to move into my career, like that's not where I want to step into my career. There's other ways that I can grow and I can become the person that I want to be that doesn't have to deal with travel 75% of the time. You know, like I can have both in spaces there, but like I might have to say no to stuff. So is it like my career move at the same pace that I want it to? Maybe not. Like I might not skyrocket to where I want to be as quickly, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to get there. I'm just going to continue to figure out ways to get there. And so like, I don't know. I think there's a difference between like, and so I want people to know like, that's okay too. Like you can have ambition of like, I want to do this one day and you're working for it, but it just might not come super quick. And that's okay too.
Yeah. And systems are set up against it. So not that it's a conspiracy, but it's just like not set up to be easy.
No, no. Like it's easier. Like, I mean, I look at roles and like if you can travel and you can move and you can go and you can do things, like Yeah, you can stay the extra day at the conference and you can do stuff and you can make connections and you can do things. Like, yeah, you can do that when you don't have responsibilities or people relying on you somewhere else. Yeah. Like, it's just, and then also, like, when you're, the world is set up where you can think and do and be in ways that it's the world is set up for you. Like, yeah, it's easier. Whereas, like, it is a little bit harder for me. There are people that, like, feel less empowered than me to be able to step into these places. Like, they just see even less people like them doing these things. And where I want to continue to empower people to go and do things because it's like, man, we need more of you.
Mm-hmm. So ambition, good thing.
Yeah. It's a great
Not thing. An easy thing, but a good thing.
So what's your takeaways, action items? Tell me more.
Takeaway, like what is enough? And like grappling, my takeaway is that enough, it shouldn't be the goal. Like to feel enough, like you're already enough.
Yeah.
Like when will that be enough? I'm already enough. I'm done, accomplished, mission accomplished. So that's my takeaway is like enough is not the way to frame this necessarily. Mm-hmm. At least it isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
No, I think that's a really good.
And then.
That's a great way to think about it is like I'm already enough. And so like how can I just continue to be what I want to be and who I am?
Yeah, like, when will that be enough for you? It already is.
Yeah.
I just want more. Yeah. It's already enough. I'm just going for more than that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then action items. I really do want to, like, sit down and look at my ambitions for the next year and which ones I enjoy and which ones I don't enjoy and I'm just doing because I feel like I should.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I need to accomplish this. But I know that it's not going to make me happy and me feel like my cup is fuller. It's just something that I decided for myself when I was younger that I needed to accomplish. Do these still serve me?
Yeah.
So that's my action item. Like, do my goals still serve my present day self?
Mm. Man, that was so good.
Thanks.
My takeaway is I need to be showing up for women that are not me. You know, I need to show up for myself, but also for women that and girls and people that need to see someone like me, like themselves in these spaces and continue to empower people to get into these spaces so that women and girls can see people like them in these spaces. My action item, I think I really like that. I think getting clear on who I am. And my values, because that just continues to guide me in my ambitions of where I want to go next.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think we did it.
I think we did do it.
Next time you hear from us, it might be optometry's meeting.
Yeah. So if you're going to be at optometry's meeting, we are actually presenting an hour of full-fledged doctor seat, COPE-approved CE. So come and hang out
on
with us.
Saturday.
Yeah. So don't leave early. Don't you dare.
Do whatever.
No, only come Saturday. That's the day for you.
Yeah.
So come see us. It's going to be great. We're going to talk negotiation. It'll be awesome.
Yay. Until next time.
Until next time. Bye. Bye.